On the evening of March 1, a fired-up group of neighbors faced Sal Dan Construction Group President Sam Biasucci, who attempted to cut through the tension by joking that he might not make it out in one piece. At issue are three nine-story residential buildings his company has proposed to take shape at the end of each of the cul-de-sacs which close off the streets at the end of Sunrise Ridge Drive. Area residents had been expecting 66 single-unit dwellings in the development's second phase, not three apartment buildings with 108 one- and two-bedroom units apiece. An artist's rendition of one of the three nine-story residential building Sal Dan developments has proposed to take shape in the Sunrise Ridge development's next phase. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. How can you justify moving forward with this? One resident hollered at Biasucci, with others complaining that they felt duped. They expressed concern for their property values, traffic congestion, added noise and changes to the character of their neighborhood. Armed with printouts of his company's plans for the development, Biasucci presented project updates to Friday's crowd, which was packed into a conference room at the Quality Inn downtown. His company's plan calls for 32% of each building's units to be classified as affordable, with rents paid for market units subsidizing their cost. Affordable units would cost approximately $1,000 per month, and market units would rent for $3,000 to $3,500. 17 higher-end units would be in each building, which would be 1,375 square feet in size and include two rooms and two bathrooms, one of which an ensuite. Each building would include 50 underground parking spaces and a shared activities space on the roof for community gatherings, sheltered from the wind by 5-foot-tall walls. A shadow study was performed, which Biasucci said shows the buildings will not cast shadows on neighboring residential properties, and a traffic study shows there'd be, basically, equal or less traffic with the 324 units than there would be with the development of 66 residential lots. This assertion at least partially hinges on the idea it will be a seniors building. Although Biasucci said the building would be marketed toward seniors, and the buildings will not be conducive to families, he also did not rule out families living in the building, saying, "Everything is possible." The question of whether Gova Transit would introduce bus service to the neighborhood was also raised, since some of the conceptual drawings Biasucci presented included buses. Plus, one resident pointed out, walking up and down the hill to get to the grocery store will be quite the challenge for seniors who no longer drive. An image provided to area residents shows the location of the nine-story buildings being proposed by Sal Dan Developments. Supplied. Biasucci said that adding Gova transit access wouldn't be his call, adding, "If you live in a subdivision, you're probably not going to want that." The project as currently proposed is for rental units, with Biasucci clarifying that although condominiums are possible, he would really doubt we will go to condominium, because it would change the business model. Each building will cost approximately $45 million to build, and Biasucci said his goal would be to break ground within months of getting city council approval. Each building would take approximately 18 months to build, and he's uncertain as to whether they'd take on more than one at a time. As for the prospect of going back to developing 66 residential lots, he said the current economic climate makes it extremely unlikely. "Do you think we stopped because we wanted to?" he asked of past development of residential lots. "We stopped because the houses got too expensive and it was taking a year to sell. I don't see us having even an opportunity of success with the lots costing us $250,000 to $300,000. In conversation with Sudbury.com after the meeting, Biasucci said he has owned the property for more than 30 years, and that much has changed since lots were going for $40,000. Friday's meeting was part of a long-standing dialogue with area residents, he said, adding that he was pleased to see how many people showed up, even if it was to oppose his plans. "They're all very passionate about their community," he said, adding, "That's an accomplishment." Area residents provided some very good ideas, he said, such as the construction of additional sidewalks, which Biasucci said he'd take to heart. Ward 12 Count. Jocelyn Landry Altman attended Friday's public meeting, after which she told Sudbury.com she would remain in communication with area residents. A map of the proposed second phase of Sal Dan Development's project is seen laid over a Google Maps screenshot, showing its approximate footprint. Image. Google Maps, City of Greater Sudbury. During Tuesday's City Council meeting, Landry Altman led a motion to retract a prior Planning Committee meeting decision to remove a requirement the developer meet conditions within the Endangered Species Act. With this condition back in, additional work to determine the presence of certain species, such as the threatened eastern whippoorwill, will need to be undertaken prior to construction. At this point, Landry Altman said she's waiting for the project's two public hearings, and what the municipal reports of the day will have to say about the proposal. It remains to be determined when these public hearings will take place. Sudbury.com attempted to speak to several area residents following the meeting. Most of them declined to comment on the record, but did reiterate concerns about traffic, property values and sight lines. Area resident Tanya Anbal said that although the city has said they've resolved area flood concerns coming off the hill, some residents with flooded basements are skeptical. Some residents of the Nayaur Hood are organizing a petition of area residents, including those in the surrounding neighborhood, for city council consideration at the upcoming public hearings, alongside whatever written and verbal opposition comes. Asterisk 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 clarification. Resident Tanya Anbal was originally credited as organizing or helping organize the petition. She denies leading the petition, and so the sentence has been changed to reflect that. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.